Coming up on Weekend Magazine, money discipline for your family.
There are times when we'll spend what some people would think is extravagant amounts of money, but if the money isn't there, then we don't buy.
Okay. How about this? Next Friday's paycheck goes for the house payment, and we'll use whatever's left for groceries.
Oh, sure.
Phone company and utilities will just have to wait another month.
Well, don't forget we're still overdue on the Visa, honey. I mean, can we afford another penalty? And we both need gas money this week.
I'll take the bus. And say, what if we pawn the dining room set?
Oh, you can't be serious.
Hey, it's either that or your wedding ring.
I don't think so.
Don't worry. We'll buy it back with interest using the paycheck after next.
Oh, great.
Have you thought more about a part-time job in the evenings after the kids have gone to bed?
Well, that sounds like a nightmare. But, you know, the number of families going through personal bankruptcy in our country has increased to 1.5 million per year. And I'm sure just about every couple has gone through some lean weeks or months waiting for that next paycheck. If you'd like to dig yourself out of debt and escape from the traps of easy credit, we have some practical help for your family over the next several weeks from Steve and Annette Economides. They produce a monthly newsletter called Home Economizer, making the most of your money and your life. Steve and Annette, I've got to admit, you guys have a lot of discipline when it comes to money. What started you on your journey to becoming the cheapest family in America?
Well, first of all, I'd like to address that discipline word because we do get that a lot. And really, the truth is that we have plenty of areas in our life where we're not disciplined. And discipline is a step-by-step process. So as you learn to be organized in one little area and you see success, it encourages you to then expand that and to do more. And when we first got married, Steve was earning $6.50 an hour working.
Hey, I was a great graphic designer. You know, I was earning poverty wages in 1982.
Money.
But we were committed to being debt-free and living on one income. And I didn't know a thing about homemaking. And
you knew how to boil water and make scrambled eggs.
Right. But I didn't know how to go any place from there. So I said, let's give this a try. I'm going to stay home and I'm going to stretch our pennies as far as I possibly can. And so really, we started at a necessity. And as you start to stretch pennies, it becomes a game, or it can become a game. And when you find great deals on things, it's intoxicating. And so it just kind of snowballed from there.
I got to tell you, though, Bill, that wasn't the trend at the time. And my parents told me that I should work two jobs and Annette should work one job so we could save our money and be in a house in 3 years. And numerous other friends both were working and you know, chasing their dream. And we thought that we were being called to do it differently. And so we did. And no joke, 3 years to the day, we had the down payment and we moved into the house.
Amazing.
It was a fixer-upper and a repo, but we all felt like with a little bit of elbow grease and some great friends, we could make it into something beautiful, and we did.
Now, in this society, you got to admit, people who are particularly thrifty can get stigmatized sometimes. What kind of stereotypes has your family run into?
We've definitely been stereotyped. We've been called, obviously, cheapskate, and I think there has to be a certain part where you're okay with that because we're supposed to be in the world but not of the world. And our whole culture says, do it now. If it feels good, do it. It doesn't say, hey, you may need to do something a little differently from the rest of the culture. And
I brought my lunch to work for, 17 years. And all these people are looking at me like, come on, let's go out to lunch. No, you know, I got my lunch here. No joke, the last company I worked for 11 years, by about the sixth year they were getting ready to remodel the inside of the building, they built a lunchroom because so many people had started bringing their lunch, and we'd sit together and do crossword puzzles and things like that. But it took time to go from stigma to a blessing.
People that have known us for a really long time see the lack of stress in our lives, the fun recreational things that our family does. They see our kids laugh. They see we have a lot of parties at our house. They come to the parties at our house. And they know. They see the fruit of some of the decisions that we've made and how freeing it is.
But usually the people who place the stigma on us are ones who don't know us well. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, is money the bottom line to every decision you make? Well, yes and no. In one way it is. If the money isn't there, then we don't buy. But no, it isn't. There are times when we'll spend what some people would think is extravagant amounts of money. We took our 22nd anniversary and went to Cancun. Well, we spent some money on that, but we'd saved for it, we'd planned for it, and we had a great time. Mm.
Discover more tips on financial freedom when you visit family.org/weekend. We'll also post information on a book by Ron Blue called Taming the Money Monster, or call us toll-free. It's 1-800-355-0551 to learn more.